Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Let me start by saying, this is a sham. I want to be clear. The Justice Department naming a special counsel is a sham. Having the Attorney General come out, giving the U.S. Attorney David Weiss broader powers is a sham. This is part of the cover-up, and David Weiss is not going to do a damn thing different than what he has already done, which is look the other way and protect the Biden crime family. To be clear, David Weiss only charged Hunter Biden with crimes that could not connect him to the big guy, Joe Biden. Hunter Biden made sure that he was in a position and that he was only looked at for things that insulated and protected the Biden crime family, the big guy, the president. So if you are excited right now by David Weiss and the special counsel, you've just been hoodwinked by the DOJ and Garland. Now, Garland came out and he's like, I'm appointing David Weiss as special counsel in this probe. I want to be clear. This is a joke. They're mocking you. They think that this is going to make conservatives happy and then they can get away with the exact same thing they did before. Now, I want to play for you. The Attorney General Merrick Garland, again, David Weiss, the same guy that looked the other way on all of these other charges. Never forget this. And many of the whistleblowers that have come forward have been saying that David Weiss refused to do his job, that they were giving them intel, they were giving them information, and David Weiss would not investigate. So why now, as a special prosecutor, right, as a special counsel, why would I think that he would do anything different? I do not believe that he is going to do anything different. I do not believe that David Weiss wants to get to the bottom of anything because he already knows what he's going to find. He has been one of those that has actually helped cover it up. So when Merrick Garland comes out, he's like, I'm appointing him as special counsel powers now. This is the same guy that the whistleblowers of the IRS and at the FBI said refused to look at the crimes. He is not going to do anything different now that he is the, quote, special counsel.
To announce the appointment of David Weiss as a special counsel. consistent with the Department of Justice regulations governing such matters. In keeping with those regulations, I have today notified the designated members of each House of Congress of the appointment. In February 2018, after being nominated by the former president and confirmed by the Senate, Mr. Weiss was sworn in as the United States Attorney for the District of Delaware. Mr. Weiss had been a career prosecutor, having served previously in the office for more than a decade. Beginning in 2019.
By the way, notice how he's trying to build up the resume of David Weiss. And David Weiss is the same guy that the whistleblower said refused to do his damn job. Refused to look at the serious and heinous crimes that were committed by Joe Biden and his crime family. Remember, this is not about Hunter Biden. This is about Joe Biden. Hunter Biden worked for Joe Biden. Joe Biden was the product. Joe Biden was the business. Hunter Biden was a salesman for that business. This was never Hunter Biden's business because the product was his father and the product was influence peddling. And David Weiss understood all of this. And the whistleblower said time and time again, when they gave him something that was damning, what would they do? They would look the other way. They would look the other direction. And they would do everything in their power to make sure they protected the big guys. So as you hear Garland here at the DOJ in Washington with the Department of Justice symbol behind him, the building, Washington, D.C., and he's trying to give accolades to David Weiss, you need to remember who David Weiss really is.
Keen, Mr. Weiss, in his capacity as U.S. attorney, and along with federal law enforcement partners, began investigating allegations of certain criminal conduct by, among others, Robert Hunter Biden. That investigation has been recently referenced in federal criminal proceedings in the District of Delaware, and as noted in those proceedings and other public statements by Mr. Weiss's office, that investigation remains ongoing. In February 2021, U.S. Attorney Weiss was asked to remain as U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware and, in that capacity, to continue to lead the investigation. As I said before, Mr. Weiss would be permitted to continue his investigation, take any investigative steps he wanted, and make the decision whether to prosecute in any district. Mr. Weiss has told Congress that he has been granted ultimate authority over this matter, including the responsibility for deciding where, when, and whether to file charges and for making decisions.
By the way, if this is true, then why are you having to make him special counsel? If everything that you just said is accurate, then there's no reason to make him special counsel to do what you're now saying he already had the power to do beforehand. He testified to Congress. You have to understand something about David Weiss. David Weiss is a hardcore lefty who has been doing everything he can to protect the big guy and protect Garland to make sure that he still has power, that he is still in control. That's what you need to understand right now. And this idea that they're like, well, he could have done everything we're giving the power to do now. Then why are you giving him the power now? That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. So why are you doing it? Because you're looking like you're really getting to the bottom of this. And then when you find nothing yet again, you go, look, he was a special counsel. He just didn't find any crimes.
It's necessary to preserve the integrity of any prosecution consistent with federal law, the principles of federal prosecution, and departmental policies. In a July 2023 letter to Congress, Mr. Weiss said that he had not to that point requested special counsel designation. On Tuesday of this week, Mr. Weiss advised me that in his judgment, his investigation had reached a stage at which he should continue his work as a special counsel, and he asked to be so appointed. Upon considering his request, as well as the extraordinary circumstances relating to this matter, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint him as special counsel. This appointment confirms my commitment to provide Mr. Weiss all the resources he requests. It also reaffirms that Mr. Weiss has the authority he needs to conduct a thorough investigation and to continue to take the steps he deems appropriate independently, based only on the facts and the law. Mr. Weiss will also continue to serve as U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware. As special counsel, He will continue to have the authority and responsibility that he has previously exercised to oversee the investigation and decide where, when, and whether to file charges.
Again, if he already had this, then why are you announcing this today? The reason why you're announcing this is because the plea deal blew up in your face. Now there's political pressure that's come out. And not only is there political pressure that has come out, but there's also something else that's happened. You have whistleblowers. You have now bank statements. You have money laundering. Now, there is another possibility here. There is the possibility. I want to be clear. Okay, I wouldn't say it's a big possibility, but there is a possibility. There's a possibility that maybe the Democrats are now saying it's time to get rid of Joe Biden. And if that is the case, okay, if that is the scenario here, if that's the reality of the situation, then you got to wonder if now Weiss is going to actually do his job. I'm not there yet, okay? I'm not buying it yet. I don't believe that they're actually going to do a real investigation. I think they're still covering for the big guy, and this is their last-ditch effort to look like, okay, there was maybe some more crimes that were committed, and we're going to really look into this, and that will somehow save him. I don't believe this is about being honest or transparent, and I certainly don't believe that David Weiss is a guy that now really somehow wants to get to the bottom of this. If he does, it's only because Democrats saying, get rid of him. Get rid of Joe Biden. Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's either a ruse or this is the Democratic Party turning on Joe Biden. I still think this is all for show. I don't believe they're going to get rid of him yet. And Garland, the way that he was talking about Weiss and how he has the ability to do all these things that, by the way, he claims he already had the ability to do, then it's redundant. That's why I think this is a ruse. I still don't think they're trying to get rid of Joe Biden. I just don't. The way Garland's speaking, I don't think he's trying to get rid of the President of the United States of America.
The special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department, but he must comply with the regulations, procedures, and policies of the department. Consistent with the special counsel regulations, at the conclusion of Mr. Weiss's work, he will provide me with a report explaining the prosecution or declination decisions reached by him. As with each special counsel who has served since I have taken office, I am committed to making as much of his report public as possible, consistent with legal requirements and department policy. Today's announcement affords the prosecutors, agents, and analysts working on this matter the ability to proceed with their work expeditiously and to make decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law. The men and women undertaking this investigation are public servants who have dedicated their careers to protecting the citizens of this country. The appointment of Mr. Weiss reinforces for the American people the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters. I am confident that Mr. Weiss will carry out his responsibility in an even-handed and urgent manner and in accordance with the highest traditions of this department. Thank you.
All right. I just don't believe, based on what I just heard, okay, I do not believe that there is any chance that this is real and authentic. I think this is a total BS move by this administration to try to, yet again, cover their you-know-whats. That's all it is. This is a protect at all costs, cover your tail at all costs, act like you're doing something when you're really not. And then when you come back with the same exact conclusion that you had before, you look like you did it with an independent counsel that was there to do the job. I'm not the only one, by the way, that believes that this is a total sham. I think this is a sham. I think the fact that it's Weiss tells you also that it is a sham. Senator Graham, by the way, here's what he had to say about this special counsel on right after this broke on set at Fox.
Let's bring in South Carolina Senator now Lindsey Graham for more reaction to the breaking news. Sir, I asked Andy McCarthy a moment ago, going to ask you now, if this makes the job presented to you, your House colleagues who are officially investigating Hunter Biden, easier or more challenging?
Well, I think they're trying to make it harder, but this was a political decision, not a legal decision. They're trying to put out a fire, and they just poured gasoline on it. Nobody in their right mind believes that making him a special counsel, Mr. Weiss, cleans up the mess that's been created. If it weren't for the House of Representatives, we wouldn't know any of this if it weren't for the whistleblower. Now, here's what the whistleblower said. On October 7th, 2022, I was in a room where Mr. Weiss told me, FBI agents, IRS agents, that decision to bring charges and where to bring charges, he was overruled. Wasn't his decision. So on June 7th, he writes a letter of this year to Jim Jordan saying, I have all the authority I need. I've been granted. He writes one to me 3 weeks later. I could have all the authority I need. This doesn't pass the smell test. What they've tried to do is give Hunter Biden a deal that no other American would get. The judge asked hard questions. The plea agreement blew up. And to think that the very guy who wrote the plea agreement is seriously going to continue to investigate the Bidens is laughable. Andy is dead right.
By the way, let's just stop there. It is interesting, and I should have said this earlier. The same guy who wrote the Hunter Biden plea agreement is the same guy now they're saying is going to investigate Hunter Biden. I apologize. I should have led with that for you. I should have said that at the very beginning. If you think that David Weiss is going to do this job now because he's a special, you know, counsel, no, he's not. He is the one that wrote the plea agreement, everyone. He's the one that gave Hunter Biden the sweetheart deal. So if Hunter Biden got a sweetheart deal from Weiss last time, why would we assume that anything would change this time? Why would anyone assume that anything would be a different outcome this time around for Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and James Biden, the Biden crime family?
The guy that wrote the plea agreement did it in a fashion to give Hunter Biden the biggest break maybe in American legal history. Does anybody in their right mind trust the Weiss team to continue to fairly and impartially investigate the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden matter? I don't. So you've changed the title, but the problem's still the same.
Really interesting. Senator, thank you.
You changed the title, but everything really stays the same. I think he's right in how he said that. Jonathan Turley said this about David Weiss as well. Listen carefully.
Two questions for you. You know, we've seen two molds in the special counsel. You've seen the Jack Smith special counsel, which has been robust and very public and rather rapid. And then you've seen the Robert Hur one looking into the Biden documents, which has been notably more quiet. You have said perhaps Robert Hur's face belongs on a milk carton because we haven't heard a lot from him. So in what mold do you think this David Weiss special counsel will fall, number one? And number two, does this provide any sort of impediments for the congressional investigation into Hunter Biden and the Biden family?
Well, I think that's the concern. The initial concern is whether Weiss is damaged goods. You usually appoint a special counsel who will satisfy all sides, that this is someone who doesn't bring any baggage to the question, who can resolve these issues. These whistleblowers were critical of Weiss. You know, Weiss has suggested that he always had this authority. The whistleblowers said that he said the exact opposite to staff. They've suggested he allowed statute of limitations to run. That has not been the suggestion of the Department of Justice. So the reappointment of Weiss is going to raise some questions. As for the congressional investigations, there's no question that making him special counsel will now make it more difficult for Congress to get answers from him and from this investigation. Right. It is not likely to deter Congress, however, particularly if they're shifting towards an impeachment inquiry. And once again, it goes to what is the mandate here? This goes beyond Hunter Biden. They've already allowed critical crimes to expire. Now, for Hunter Biden, this is obviously a chilling moment. You know, his counsel told the prosecutors in open court, quote, just rip it up. Now, I got to tell you, as a criminal defense attorney, if I ever said that to a prosecutor in open court, my client would be toast. They would just say, well, that's fine with us. We'll hit you with everything we've got. So the question is whether Weiss is going to follow that standard response and say, all right, let me introduce you to my friend called Farah. And you'll have an indictment as a foreign agent. And I'm also going to take a look at some of these other crimes. That's the cost of ripping up a deal in open court.
Jonathan, it's Emily. So on that note, you know, just 2 weeks ago, the Justice Department agreed to allow David Weiss to testify, and specifically to testify before Congress about the alleged cover-up. So does this somehow insulate him from that testimony, or can Congress's power supersede any type of special counsel inoculation?
It is. I mean, look, if he appears as a special counsel in the middle of an investigation, you'll be able to write his responses on a postage stamp. He'll just keep on saying, good question. We're looking into it. He's not going to be, you know, very forthcoming. What Congress expected is that given the essential closure of the tax issues, that he could respond to these whistleblowers. This insulates Weiss and the Department of Justice more than it necessarily moves the investigation forward. It does not appear that Garland expanded the mandate. Instead, he changed the status of Weiss, and he's going to be able now to say that there's an ongoing investigation. I'd love to answer these questions, but pound sand.
But pound sand. You notice that there, right? Pound sand. Pound sand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Every day, there are two different economies that are growing bigger and bigger. One of them is powered by everyday Americans who are sick and tired of all the woke propaganda being jammed into every product that we're consuming. Well, big mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions and millions into leftist causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to have a cell phone, and that's the reason why you paid that bill, because you didn't have an alternative. Well, guess what? Now there's an alternative. Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they use your money to fight back. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke politics. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you are sending a loud message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team as well, so they make switching easy. You get to keep your phone. Keep your phone number, too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantees while you're there. Get the same dependable service that you want and take a stand for the values that you demand. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT. Andy McCarthy on Fox had this to say about the special counsel and how much of a, I think, of a joke this really is.
Same question. Now that we have this special counsel probe ongoing, how is that going to intersect or impact the separate but ongoing congressional investigation into Hunter Biden?
Jillian, this is a sham. There is no special counsel investigation, and there is no Biden investigation. The special counsel regulations, what makes a special counsel special is that you're a lawyer who's brought in from outside the United States government, not just outside the Justice Department, outside the government. This U.S. attorney is being appointed, notwithstanding that he is an attorney who's a top official in the Biden Justice Department, and Garland made clear is going to remain a top official in the Biden Justice Department. This is the Biden Justice Department's vehicle for maintaining control of an investigation that they are not pursuing. They've had the case for 5 years. They've never indicted it. They're strategically allowing the statute of limitations to run to the point that the 2014 and 2015 conduct, which covers most of the $21 million that the congressional investigation report showed this week, that's already time barred. And it's time barred because David Weiss himself decided to let those charges die rather than bring an indictment. They're not doing anything that you would do if there was an actual investigation, and he can't be a special counsel because he's inside the government, and the point of having a special counsel is to bring in someone from outside the government who we can trust to do a credible investigation.
Think about the last part of what he just said there. They had the case for 5 years. They've never indicted it. They were strategically allowing the statute of limitations to run out to the point that the 2014 and 15 conduct, which covers most of the $21 million that the Congressional Investigation Report showed this week, that's already time barred from prosecution. And it's time barred because David Weiss himself decided to let those charges die rather than bring an indictment. This isn't a special counsel. This is not a real special counsel. This is another part of the cover-up, is maybe a better way of saying it, right? And when you start covering up crimes like this and you try to act like you're really investigating those crimes, when you're really not investigating anything at all, then you can easily connect the dots that were just described there. So you've got a guy that gave him the sweetheart deal, wrote the sweetheart deal, authored the sweetheart deal that they gave to Hunter Biden. Same guy that knew the statute of limitations were running out, and he played the clock that way to protect the Biden family, to protect the big guy, to protect the vice president, now president of the United States of America. David Weiss did that. So giving him this special power, right, to be a special prosecutor when you're on the inside. Andy McCarthy, the last point he said there, they're not, quote, they are not doing anything that you would do if you were an actual investigation. And then he says about David Weiss, he can't be a special counsel because he's inside the government. And the whole point of having a special counsel is to bring in someone from outside the government who we can trust to do a credible investigation. David Weiss can't do that, which is exactly why at the very beginning I said to you, this is a fraud. Now, there's also media outlets that are trying to play this up like it's a big deal, right? To make it look like this is significant when it's really not. MSNBC coming out saying that this was just a bombshell because the White House said they had absolutely no advance notice of the DOJ Hunter Biden announcement. Number one, I don't believe them. I believe the White House knew about this. And number two, I don't believe they're scared about this because it's David Weiss. It's not a real investigation.
All right, Monica, let's talk about the White House reaction. I know they've issued. Has there been a public reaction? And if so, does it jibe with the private reaction?
It does, Katie, and this is really a White House that has been consistent with several Department of Justice probes that we've seen unfold during the course of the president's administration. Of course, a special counsel that even was appointed to look into his own classified documents. Now the fact that this U.S. attorney has been elevated with this special counsel status to continue and perhaps broaden that investigation, it was met inside the White House with the same response. We're not going to really weigh in on this. We completely refer you to the Department of Justice and to Hunter Biden's own personal attorneys for any reaction and response. But you can look to the president's own real take and position on this when this did become something, of course, that was brought to him when the news of the plea agreement started earlier this summer. And the president and the first lady have said repeatedly, we love our son, we support him, we stand by him. And they were going to leave it at that. In fact, saying we're not going to comment any more on this. And they were trying to really put that behind them. Really, it echoes what Chris Clark told you at the time, which is they thought this meant that this was simply going to come to a conclusion and they could move on with their lives and put what they say sometimes is this painful chapter, of course, that a president who's also a father looking at his son who has faced a lot of difficulty as a drug addict and is in active recovery. So within the context of all of that, they've always tried to frame this to a personal family matter that really has now extended to one that is political that you simply cannot ignore. When the president of the United States and his own son are currently under their own very different special counsel investigations, of course. So the White House said they had absolutely no advance notice of any of this, which again is consistent with what we've seen in the past, that top senior officials, including the president, learned about this just like everyone else did, which was when it became public from Attorney General Merrick Garland's own statement, Katie. And he is set to depart here in just a couple of hours for Rehoboth Beach for the weekend. It's unclear whether he'll want to weigh in or say anything on this matter. I think, again, the White House privately is saying what they want to project publicly, which is we're not going to touch this, but this is a father who sometimes will speak about his son in the terms and context of that relationship. And the president has done that in the past and could do so again today.
Now, look, there's also going to be politics coming out of this, so I'm going to prepare you for that. So just get ready. There are guys, for example, like Mike Pence, that are going to say it's about time, long overdue, we need a special counsel. I agree. But you got to tell people the honest truth that this is not an actual special counsel here at all. Mike Pence in Des Moines, Iowa, he was asked by a reporter about this new special counsel. Listen to what he said a moment ago.
Thanks for talking to us again. Just wondering, what is your take on the Attorney General appointing a special counsel in this Hunter Biden investigation?
Well, I think it's about time. Look, the American people deserve to know what Hunter Biden and the Biden family were up to, especially when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States.
He should have said, this isn't a real special counsel. He should have said, this is the guy that gave him the sweetheart deal. He should have said, this is the same guy that allowed the statute of limitations to run out on some of the most heinous crimes committed by the Bidens and did it on purpose. He should have said, this is not a real special counsel. Because when you don't say that, then people assume that this is going to be a genuine and authentic investigation, and it clearly is not. This is nowhere close to that type of investigation, okay? And this individual has been protecting, acting almost like a personal lawyer for the Bidens. He's the one that wrote the sweetheart deal. He's the one that let the statute of limitations run out. Everyone that you talk to, everyone that's mentioning this are excited about this. Don't let them be excited. Let them understand what it really means and what it really is. Let them comprehend how absurd that this is. That this is total crap. And that if you want to have a real special counsel, okay? If you want to have a real investigation, then it would have to be with someone that is from outside the government, not from within side of the cover-up. And I would argue that he is a part of that cover-up, no different than anybody else in the Biden crime family at this point. There are going to be some that are mad at me for saying it that way. I'm cool with it. I think the facts back me up. I think the facts are abundantly clear here of what's really happening and what's really going on. And I do not believe that this is going to change anything at all. I think it's a fake investigation, and here's their out. Oh, we investigated. We gave you a special counsel. They still found nothing. So therefore, the Bidens did nothing wrong. That's where they're going with this. Make sure you share this with your family and friends, please. Write us a 5-star review, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.